This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free to bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up, the Huawei case that Chris has a story on. We'll talk about that coming up here. We got more on Trump and Kim Jong-un's meeting from this week. Plus, Alex Jones has apparently patched things up with Joe Rogan after having a podcast spat between one another, and you, for whatever reason, you want to talk about that, Vincent, so we can get into
Well,
that.
It pertains more to Bitcoin, which is why I brought it up.
Oh, right, because Jones is claiming that George Soros offered him $5 million
right.
to pimp Bitcoin.
Pump Bitcoin.
Well, same thing.
Yeah, right?
Right. And I'm like, wow, when can we get our $5 million on Free Talk Live? Hello, where's George Soros when you need him? Let's go to Herbert in Rhode Island, listening on our Twitch feed, which is the way you can watch us actually online over at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Herbert. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, man, it's Rev. I was going to do the Herbert from Family Guy prank, but I'm actually legit pissed off at this previous caller. I actually want to have a little real conversation. I apologize to Coleman as me, but I want to do that real quick.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm sure this guy was a nice guy and he meant well. That's the problem, though, right? The road to hell is always paved with the best meaning intentions, and this guy has a butthole because, you know, at least with some Antifa communist butthole throws bottles of urine and rocks at old people and anybody even remotely to the right of them, at least you know where they stand, right? At least you know where neo-Nazis and Adam Baffin and Gas the Blanks, Race for Now type stand, right? This guy, dude, really freaking angers me, and it's hard to anger me, Ian and Vincent and Chris. Hello to all of you, and I'll show up to let you reply, but it's hard to piss me off, man, but it's just like, oh, I'm not against freedom, I'm for freedom. I don't want to restrict anybody's rights to do anything, but it's like, I don't want my neighbor to have 200 rounds in his AK.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that somebody in that position is confused, okay? So there were a few things that we agreed with him on. You know, he at one point said he didn't want to use violence against his neighbor, but then he did say that he wanted to prevent his neighbor from having a big, you know, a lot of rounds in a magazine living next door to him. So when I think we didn't get a chance to get to, even though I'd had him on for a couple segments, so I wanted to move on, bring some other voices. Bring some other voices on the air. But, you know, I'll have somebody on if they don't agree, you know, if it's a good conversation, if people aren't shouting over top of one another. And I thought that we had that with him. It was a pretty good conversation. But if I had the chance, I would have gotten to, you know, explain that, well, you can't really hold these viewpoints together. You can't hold the viewpoint that you don't support using violence against your neighbor, you know, aggressive violence against your neighbor, and then say that you want your neighbor to not have a thing. Because in order for that to be the case, you have to use violence against them to prevent them, or at least the threat of violence to prevent them from having the thing that they want, whether that be a 200-round drum magazine for, you know, for an AK-47, or whether that be, you know, five marijuana plants in his closet. I mean, it to me, it's just a thing.
It's like Ian can say anything he wants about me, right? But if he makes fun of one thing about me, then I'm going to have the Sturmführer burst into the Liberty Radio studios and take him and Jazzy away. You know, and the but I'm for freedom. He's like that piece of garbage Alex Jones, and I know that he's old the show, but it's the same thing. Not that I would ever impersonate him, right? But I'm for liberty, I'm for peace, I'm for blah, blah, blah. And then, like Vincent pointed out, dude, this scumbag, he used to make videos about how the left and the right are both propped up by the same elites at the top, which those of us from the far and racial right would recognize as the Zionists, which we won't get into. But the point is, dude, now if Trump declares martial law and puts anal cameras, like Jesse Ventura said, up all of us and our kids and wives, but it's good. Don't resist.
What you're saying is Alex Jones has become the thing that he wants to, or that he at one time preached against. Thank you for the call, Rev. Appreciate it.
It's like what David Icke said. He's a conservative Fox News.
Who, Alex?
Yeah, David.
He said that about Alex?
Yeah, or it was implied to be Alex Jones. He didn't say it by name, but it was in a discussion with Luke Radowski, referred to him as the alternative Fox News.
I actually saw David Icke in Acapulco. He had a four-hour-long seminar, basically. It wasn't just a speech. He was on a stage for 4 hours with, like, 2 15-minute-long breaks.
Oh, he's a very talented guy. He started as a sports broadcaster.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, in the 80s. He was, like, a popular BBC sports broadcaster, and then he went into, I guess, the current stuff he talks about.
Yeah, I didn't watch the whole 4 hours. I only went in for, like, maybe 15 minutes, sort of halfway through. And then I did go and watch his last, basically, 20 or 30 minutes. I watched him wrap it up. And what I saw in the early part was kind of like the typical kind of conspiracy theory. They're going to, you know, try to control all your minds with this, you know, some kind of internet of things or whatever.
Well, I mean, that's what they're trying to do, definitely. Yeah, trying to control everyone's mind using the internet and pop culture.
But to his credit, he ended on a positive note, which was kind of like a he has a very similar metaphysical viewpoint to mine. I wouldn't say that our religion is exactly the same, but it seems very, very similar. It rings very true to me, some of the things that he says about, you know, the things that are on the outside of us are actually being manifested from within. And I kind of like those ideas. So he had some cool stuff to say. I did get a chance to actually meet him briefly a couple nights later. I invited him to be on Free Talk Live, and he told his agent to set it up, but it never ended up happening. So, Oh, well. Anyway, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
You guys were too crazy and out there for David Icke.
Right.
That's great.
Let's go to Sarah. She's here with us in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I really would love to ban all of the soda pop commercials on the, I mean, where does it happen? I've seen many commercials on television ever since I was little.
Hey, Sarah, how about we make a deal? How about, you know, you can ban the soda pop and we can, let's see, we'll ban you and you can ban the soda pop. Like, well, it'll be like an agreement, right?
You want a banner from what? Free Talk Live?
Yeah, like you won't come in and we won't have any soda pop commercials on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, but I kind of like Sarah's call.
I do like Sarah, though. I do like her calls, but like,
I think overall Sarah's a good caller. Like, even though she's every night, she's actually pretty decent. She brings up some good issues. Like,
but
you know,
I guess the point is
some
I don't really
do
want to
ban
see
soda
her,
like Sarah.
Right, great. I know, but like, I guess I'm trying to make a point in what I'm trying to say here is that, you know, you kind of have to give and take a little, right? So, Sarah, if you want to
you're
ban,
saying compromise. You're saying she would need to compromise.
Right. So you give up calling Free Talk Live, and we'll give up our soda
But I don't want to make that deal. First of all, we don't have any soda pop commercials on Free Talk Live, so that's not a very fair deal, Chris. And I presume you knew that going into it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. But, Sarah, so you, what do you think? You really think that it's all the advertising is going to, if you got rid of soda pop advertising, that it would lower the usage of it?
Well, obviously, yeah. I mean, yes, it will. Because,
you don't think people could tell each other, like, hey, I really like this Sprite stuff. It's pretty good. You don't think that word of mouth would actually continue to spread the use of sugary drinks?
Well, I mean, has it been successful? People drink, guzzle down, like.
Yeah, but all it does, all that advertising, look, as somebody who does radio for a living, you know, I've been in radio for my entire adult life, since before, you know, since I was a teenager, basically, I've been in radio. So, you know, I'd like to think I know a thing or two about advertising. When you have a good advertising campaign, whether you're Coca-Cola or Pepsi or whoever it is we're talking about here, the purpose of that advertising campaign generally with those companies is branding. Everyone already knows that soda exists, but what they want you to do is they want you to think of their soda when you want a soda. When you think to yourself, I'd like a delicious fizzy, you know, sweet beverage.
Do you ever go in and ask for cola, or do you go in and ask for Coke? Or
are you
Pepsi?
Asking me or Sarah?
I'm asking Sarah.
Well, the only time I will drink soda is with a root beer float during the summertime, maybe like once a month. That's it.
Okay. All right. So you're like me then, Sarah. I don't drink soda very often. I'm maybe a couple few a year. I'll grab like a ginger beer or something like that. In fact, I've been eyeing my roommate's ginger beer in the fridge now for several days. But it's been quite a while since I've had one. So my point here is that people are going to want sugary beverages because people want sugary sweet beverages, period.
They're good.
They're a lot of people really love them. And I don't think they're that concerned whether they have the brand name of Cola or Coca-Cola or Pepsi on them. I thank you for the call.
Happy
here
first
tonight.
Of a month, Sarah.
Oh, it's a welfare reference.
Oh, wow.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I'm happy to announce that finally, The iOS app for AnyPay is available. It's been something that's been in the works now for a few months, and a lot of that time was just waiting on Apple to approve it, because that's the way the iOS store works, is they have to.
So they approved it.
They did.
Nice.
It's there. All you got to do is search for Take Crypto, AnyPay Take Crypto, on your iOS app store, and you can download the AnyPay app for your point-of-sale device. If you're a merchant, if you're somebody who wants to accept cryptocurrency at your point-of-sale, a lot of you guys are using the iOS iPad, the Apple iPad there at the point-of-sale, and so now you can use the AnyPay app easily. Because you could use AnyPay before, but it had to be like through a web browser, and it was just a little bit more of a complex setup. Now it's super easy. You just go and download the app. But first, go to AnyPay.global, and you can set up there by creating a username and password. That's all you have to do. There's no application fee. There's no application. You just create username, password, put in your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the back end, and then load the app at your point of sale. You're accepting Bitcoin. You're accepting Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Zcash, and others. It's a pretty sweet system. In fact, I heard they've added, I haven't checked it for myself, but I've heard they've added Smart Cash now as well. So go to AnyPay.global. And if you're a merchant, you ought to know this. There's no fee to accept cryptocurrency via AnyPay. Unlike credit cards where you're paying 3%, maybe even more, percent, because as you pointed out, Chris, there's also the chargebacks with credit cards that you don't necessarily think of when you're just paying the 3% fee, because anytime you get a chargeback,
you lose. And if you're purchasing your merchandise with it, too, a credit card has another 3% that you're paying on top. And
Exactly. It
all adds up. It adds up to a lot more than most people realize, most businesses even realize.
Exactly, which is one of the reasons why you, over at ThinkPenguin.com, also accept cryptocurrencies. So go to AnyPay.global if you've got a business and you want to start taking crypto. That's the best way to do it. And search. Also, it's been on the Android App Store for a couple months. So now, iOS, Android, just search for AnyPay Take Crypto on your app or Play Store, and you can get it there. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. You can bring up anything at 855-450-FREE like freedom. Donald Trump said he had to walk away at the press conference in Hanoi in Vietnam between him and Kim Jong-un, expressing hope that the two leaders would meet again, but acknowledged, quote, "It might be soon, it might not be for a long time, I can't tell you." He then got into this whole Michael Cohen thing where the former attorney for Trump has basically turned against him and was, I guess, being questioned earlier this week. Have you been paying attention to that, Vincent, the Michael Cohen thing at all?
Yeah, not too much. I mean, I don't like all of his political theater. I know. Right. I mean, the guy was got in trouble for lying in the past. And
the attorney, you mean?
Yeah, Michael Cohen. And then now he's back, you know, he's back in Congress. So I think, yeah, it's just more of this, it's like a sideshow just meant to distract people from the real problems. A witch hunt. I mean, it's exactly what Trump describes it as. It's a witch hunt. Because they've been having this investigation looking for Russian collusion for years now, and no one's been arrested or no American has been arrested or even accused of it. They've all been like people like Roger Stone, Jerome Corsi. They've all gotten in trouble for other things. And Michael Cohen himself has had nothing to do with Russian collusion. It was some sort of tax issues and some schemes. So it's just it's a witch hunt.
Trump said he remains on good terms with Kim and continued to tout the, quote, enormous potential of North Korea, and notably said there were no plans for a next summit meeting. Trump candidly revealed that Kim wanted the sanctions off but was not willing to give up his array of nukes, missiles, and additional sites that he only alluded to vaguely. Quote, basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that, the president said. They were willing to denuke a large portion of the areas that we wanted, but we couldn't give up all the sanctions for that. He said we had to walk away from that suggestion. We had to walk away from that further. And, you know, as far as negotiations are concerned, that's true. Sometimes you've got to be willing to get up from the table and say, no deal. And walk. So maybe, I have hope that this can somehow work out in the favor of everybody, because I don't want to see sanctions on any country, whether it be Venezuela, whether it be Cuba, whether it be North Korea, Iran. I don't want to see sanctions on anybody, because people should be free to trade with other people around the world.
Yeah, the problem with sanctions is that it depends on the use of violence to achieve those objectives on the people, on your people, not even on the opposing party here.
Right. So, if you wanted, at ThinkPenguin.com, where you sell privacy-oriented computer hardware, if you wanted to sell to Iran, to help the people who are against the Iranian government give them some good private computer hardware, you would be prohibited from doing
that. That's right.
Yeah, and all even on the consumer side in the U.S., I mean, it'd be great if the sanctions ended, we were able to have trade of Korea, so I could get surplus Korean weapons and a Korean mail order bride.
I don't think you would want I don't think you would want the former.
What, via surplus? Well, no, yeah. They have all these weapons donated from the Soviets.
Okay.
Not them, but they're made. I'm just saying AKs made by the Soviets. Just like, you know, all these former Eastern Bloc countries are selling a lot of their Soviet surplus to
That's a good point.
Private market.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to even imagine how bad a North Korean gun would be if they'd like tried to make their own gun. Just because, you know, communism has failed miserably at making
things.
The AK-47
right?
is a real exception. It's a real shining star. But that's because it was made by one man. Right, like that was made by Kalashnikov was his last name, right?
Yeah, and they were inspired by a German weapon too, a Nazi German weapon, an STG-44. Yeah, so that was the first modern assault rifle.
My point is, you didn't put a committee in charge of it.
No,
you had one guy who made a good weapon, and it didn't matter.
Quickest way to fail.
So 855-450 free. We got a Parker in Washington listening via online. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey guys, Murray Rothbard to you.
Okay. I don't get it.
Tomorrow is the National Rothbard Day.
Never heard of it. I mean, I know that he's like a writer, libertarian writer. I know who the guy is, but never heard of there as a national day to named after him.
It's his birthday tomorrow, and I like to celebrate his birthday. I also like to celebrate my birthday, which happens to be on the same day. So how about that?
Oh, okay.
Well, happy birthday.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So what were you calling about?
Oh, you know, wanting to tell you guys about National Rothbard Day and wish you guys a Murray Rothbard.
That was it?
One thing that I've had an idea for a while. I called earlier this week or sometime last week, and there was a podcast I was listening to last night, the Everything Voluntary podcast, where the host, he was talking about how blackmail in terms of things that are not an act of aggression, things that you wouldn't want people to know about, that should be morally and legally acceptable, and that's
why would that be morally acceptable?
Well, if not morally acceptable, then legally acceptable, because you're essentially saying, hey, I know about X, Y, or Z secrets. I know that you
I would agree with you there. I don't think that it should be a crime. I thank you for the call tonight. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE, but it is
there should be
immoral.
I think there should be consequences.
For blackmail?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Coming up here in moments, the toll free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's been misinterpreted when it comes to the case of Otto Warmbier, the American college student who died after being in custody of North Korea. The president's been criticized by members of both parties, as well as by the young man's family, for saying that he doesn't believe that North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un was aware of the mistreatment of Warmbier. Presidential Counselor Kellyanne Conway says today,
the president is saying is that there's no indication Chairman Kim knew what happened to Otto Warmbier when it happened.
The FAA is now investigating a plane crash that killed the pilot of a small banner aircraft in Fort Lauderdale, Florida today. The plane, owned by Aerial Banners, crashed into a condo tower right after taking off from a nearby airport. Firefighters say no one else was injured. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Chris.
Don't forget you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features on our site and they are free, including the Twitch video stream. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm. We're getting closer to 700 followers there on Twitch, so if you don't mind, give us a follow on Twitch, and if you have the Twitch app installed on your phone, then it'll give you a heads up when the stream goes live, which isn't just for Free Talk Live. We also have Call to Freedom, which is another show that you're on, Chris.
I am.
Tuesdays on Call to Freedom, another great weekday show that's on the Liberty Radio Network. And then Vincent, your show on Saturday nights, Questioning Authority, also is on our Twitch feed. So go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow us there. And like I said, if you've got the app, then it helps you know when we're on. Or you can have it send you emails if you prefer. Twitch.lrn.fm. And there's a chat room on Twitch, but there's a better chat room on our Discord server. So keep that in mind as well. Over at discord.lrn.fm. So we continue here with your phone calls and thoughts. But first, let's talk a little bit about the blackmail suggestion. We just had a gentleman on the line say that he thought that blackmail should probably be legal and that he considered it to be moral, but then he kind of took that one back when I called him on it, because, I mean, it's generally not a moral thing to do to blackmail somebody. Mm. However, should it be a crime? Vincent, what were you going to say about it?
Well, I think that, like, and, you know, I don't, according to my beliefs, I don't, you know, like, believe in retribution or revenge, or I ought not to. But, I mean, I think that it's sort of what got inspired me to say something towards the end there is that a lot of people in the liberty community, or at least those who believe in the non-aggression principle, I've noticed a lot of them use the NAP.
The non-aggression principle.
Yes, the non-aggression principle to almost an extent legalize bad behavior, because in regards to blackmail, right? Like, normally if someone, you know, like if someone went up and tried to blackmail me or to anyone really, I think they'd want some sort of retribution or some sort of deterrence, right? But under, you know, according to what he said, or what the podcast he was listening to said about the NAP, if someone, like, let's say I'm in the closet or something, and someone goes up and says, if you don't give me $5,000, I'm gonna expose you to your church, your friends, your family.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, there's nothing the person could do. It's just at their mercy. So, I mean, I think that if it's, like, if, you know, I think that it's, I consider it a threat, right? So if someone threatens to blackmail me, I think it would be not morally okay, but it would be what they deserve if I said, well, if you let go of that information, I will kill you.
Mm.
So it's not doing the violence. It's a threat. So it's a threat.
You're saying it's a threat to your reputation? Basically.
Well, it could threaten a lot of things. It could threaten reputation, property in regards of loss of, you know, like loss of revenue if people decide to boycott, loss of status, and it could end up to, you know, a lot of people kill themselves,
it seems,
unfortunately.
It seems like this is more of an issue with the society than it is with maybe, you know, the blackmailer.
Well, that's just the example I came up with. But I'm saying, like,
well,
there's blackmail in any society in regards to things.
Yeah,
that's just the easiest thing.
But blackmail, I think, is dependent on society, right? So, I mean, if something has to be socially unacceptable, so if something, you know,
if nobody cared that you were gay, then the blackmailer $5,000 for that information.
I feel like the solution to the problem is to get society to change, not to, you know, say blackmail should be illegal. Maybe.
Well, there's your problem, trying to get society to change.
I'm not saying it's easy, but
in
what
this case,
life
we're
is
talking
easy.
Just about the, yeah, you know, the legalities and such of it, or the how it applies.
Well,
to,
no, as far as it being a threat against your reputation, the thing is, you don't own your reputation.
Yeah.
So this is one of the reasons why, when it comes to,
well, you manage it, right? It's not a thing.
No,
this
you
is
don't.
The, yes,
you,
yeah,
your
you
reputation
manage.
Is completely out of your hands. You can do whatever you can to
no,
try to keep
it. No, reputation is entirely in your hands.
No,
because, you know,
your
yes,
reputation
absolutely.
Exists in the minds of other people.
It does.
So you can do certain,
well, no, lies
things.
Could exist in other people. But in terms,
yeah,
of reputation, what I do, I manage my reputation. If I, like, you,
you
know,
can
if I
manage what you do in the hopes that your reputation won't suffer, but you cannot manage other people's thoughts about you.
Yeah, this is very true, and I have a great example of this. So we don't sell much on, my company doesn't sell much on eBay, but we sell one item on eBay. And we have had a couple of people who just didn't understand that they were having a problem with their system when they were using a product bought from us. But I have no control over whether or not they leave negative comments, and they leave, some people will leave negative comments,
sure,
without ever even trying to reach out for support.
Right.
And then they make claims that are...
That makes them a bad customer, but you can't,
right,
control them.
Right, exactly. You don't control that. But generally speaking, we offer really great support. We offer a really great product. You can't, yeah, get that product anywhere else. And it's so in some extent, yeah, I mean, you do have some control, I think, but
you
don't...
have control over your actions.
Yeah, your actions.
Control over
it's
what
not
you do.
The, it's not your reputation that you really have control over.
You've offered support. You have the,
right,
support there for somebody that reaches out to you. The same thing's true in other businesses as well, right? So, like, a good example is at a restaurant. I can't tell you how many times I've been out at restaurants with people who've been disappointed with something, and they won't say anything about it.
Mm.
You know, instead of actually saying something to a manager or to the waitress or waiter or whoever it is that, you know, is waiting on them and get the problem remedied right there, they just stew about it, and then later they tell people about what a bad experience they had at this restaurant when they never gave the restaurant the opportunity to make things right.
Right.
When they never gave the restaurant the opportunity to even know something was wrong. So while it's not your obligation as a customer to do those things, if you truly do want people to have a better experience, then I would say it's incumbent upon you to do something. It's incumbent upon you to say something. I mean, yeah, you could just be like, well, I'm never going to go there again, and I don't have to eat there. And sure, you can have that attitude, but I like to try to correct things when they're wrong. Like, let people know something was done that could have been done better, and pass on that feedback, because that person you're dealing with is just a human, you know, they're another human being, whether it's a waiter or the person on the other end of the support department at yep. Pink Penguin. They're just another human being in a circumstance that you just don't happen to be in that exact circumstance. Try to put yourself in their shoes. Would you want to have feedback about something that was done wrong so you could get it right the next time? Yeah, I think most people would. But it does take a little extra time, right? Like if you're in a rush or in a hurry, I understand it does take a little extra time to communicate with somebody when something has gone wrong. I mean, we've gone astray from blackmail at this point, but go ahead.
I'd say that, like, in regards to people, I'd say that, at least I don't know until before, right, in a normal society, people would value the truth over falsehoods, right? So a lot of times, if there's, like, in my experience, if a place has a bad reputation, it's because either, something that they do, right? If, let's say, there's a good restaurant that does it, trying to come up with an example here. So, like, you know, let's say there's a good restaurant and the Yelp reviews get, like, totally trolled and bombed by people, you know, like, by trolls, like, or a competitor, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
So that makes it appear.
That's happened.
It's, I'm sorry, I lost.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the point you were trying to make.
I lost my train.
You were talking about a troll bombing a fast food, or not fast food, but a restaurant's Yelp reviews.
Yeah, I'm just trying to formulate the thesis better, pardon me. So I'd say, but people then who would go there and see, you know, these people would go and see, they would
Bad reviews presumably would prevent people from going there in the first place, right? That's the purpose of leaving a bad review.
I shouldn't have gone into the restaurant thing, the minutia. So I'm saying, in regards, I'd say my point is that people are in charge, for the most part, people are in charge of their reputations. I mean, I do believe that people could own a reputation in the sense that if you're talking about lies, right? Lies could affect a reputation. But if anyone looks into the truth and realizes that it's lies, then, geez.
You're wrong, dude.
No,
people
do
not control their own reputation.
No, absolutely. No. I'm saying that in regards, most people would search for the truth. So people control, people say I'm doing bad things.
I'm not even sure if that's true either.
People
are lazy.
People are lazy.
Truth is preferable to lies. So if people say I'm doing something, a bad thing, and I'm not,
truth
that doesn't wreck my, that's not reputation, that's just lies. Compared to if I actually do bad things, then yeah, that actually would lower my reputation.
But it doesn't matter.
Oh, he's defining reputation differently than us.
Yeah. Well, he isn't from around here, so maybe that's a factor.
Ian's American xenophobia coming in. That's why fellow Canadian Stephen Molyneux would say, Ian, that is, no, actually he's British, but that's not an argument.
Is he really?
Yeah.
855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Well, you aren't talking about reputation, I guess. We'll continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can dial toll-free, bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, are you guys going to ForkFest?
Heck yeah.
I haven't really decided. It depends on a lot of things.
Would you like to go to ForkFest?
Well, as I said, it depends on a lot of things. I mean, maybe.
Well, I'm definitely going, and it sounds like Stephen and Derek are going from AnyPay.Global, because Stephen called in earlier this week to announce there's going to be a party tent every single night this time, this
wow.
year, during ForkFest. Yeah, so,
what's a party tent?
Basically, loud music and live DJ and probably some lighting and good speakers, and so it's gonna be fun. We had a cool tent like that on the first year at ForkFest, but there wasn't one the second year. And the first year, it wasn't every night, and it wasn't really, you know, as good as it could have been, because there was hardly anybody at the first ForkFest.
Yeah, right.
So I think this year is going to be better. And with Stephen and Derek in charge of it, it's going to be good. Because you want to put the gay guys in charge of the party.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be cool. And then Jay Nunes announced that there's going to be what he calls Man Camp, where there will be several different opportunities for people young and old to learn how to do manly things. And we don't know exactly what the seminars will be at this point, but those are being produced as we speak. And so the cool thing about ForkFest is that it is decentralized, meaning that you, as the individual, get to decide what to do. There's nobody who's in charge. There's nobody who is an organizer except of their own selves. So if there's something you want to organize, if you want to organize a poker game or a musical event or, you know, whatever, a discussion group or, I don't know, whatever you want to do, you can put it together and you can announce it. There are some unofficial ForkFest forums over at ForkFest.party. There's also the unofficial ForkFest chat room on Telegram, which has been little busy in the last few days. You've been in there, and we had to put a bot in there that automatically kicks out the other spam bots that are trying to come in there and spam in all kinds of nasty stuff. So that seems to be working pretty well. So
except when it kicks out the people who are legit.
Well, that's something we're working on. If you're joining the room on your own volition, you won't have an issue.
True.
The only issue has been when somebody else adds another person to the room and they don't know that they've been added, because then the bot wants you to do something within 6 hours, and if you don't do it, it'll boot you out.
Yeah.
Because you're a bot. Anyway, go to forkfest.party. What are the days? Well, it's coming up June 13th through the 18th, so we're talking about 3.5 months. Basically, it's going to be coming up fast, so start planning now to be in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, again, June 13th through the 18th. And if you want to stay on, of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a centrally organized festival. It comes up after ForkFest. In fact, it starts the day that ForkFest ends. I think that's probably another 4 or 5 days. So, you know, you're looking like a 10-day thing if you want to come up for the whole thing.
I feel like it's 2 weeks.
Basically.
Close. And close. I've
not quite.
I've done almost that whole...
The whole stretch.
The whole thing. It's rough. 2 weeks of camping.
But there's real camping.
But I mean, that's true. True. I got like an air mattress that I bring. But
yeah, there's bathrooms, and, number one, so it's not real
there
camping. Number two, there's like a convenience store right there.
And there's
so,
there's also a motel on site and hotel right down the road, too.
If Sarasota Ian says something's not real camping, you know it's not real camping.
Hey, dude, I've walked out into the Myakka Valley Park like... I don't know, 12 miles or something like that, right, camped out in the middle
where alligators are around,
okay?
I have to say, I know what real camping is. Yeah. I've done it, but not since I was about 11, all right? And that's like, go into the mountains, camp on the ground, have no tent, and that's real camping.
You know, wow, without even a tent.
Without a tent, and then you can say you've been real camping.
I don't know if that's even...
You get a sleeping bag, but no tent.
Yeah, I don't think it matters whether there's a tent or not, but
I think for my gauge, it's if there's, you know, if there's like a pre-made campsite, if it's on a national park, right, if there's bathrooms near.
Bathrooms,
bathrooms. You got to dig yourself a hole and drink and wash from the from the stream that's right
there. You could bring your own supplies. I'm just saying that if there's any civilization within walking distance.
And you got to use little tablets in order to purify the water and, the whole deal.
Forkfest.party. So it's not real camping, but it is fun. It's a lot of fun to hang out with other liberty-minded folks in a beautiful location, Rogers Campground, right there in the White Mountains. It's awesome. Forkfest.party. It's the third year of it, so it's still going to be relatively small, but with you there, it'll be just one person bigger, and hopefully we'll have dozens, if not a couple hundred folks show up.
It got pretty big last year, though.
It did, though. Jay Noon did have a wedding, and
that might have had a factor.
I don't know. Maybe.
But, those people were even pretty far away for the most of the event, I think, so I don't know. It was bigger either way.
It was bigger than year one, and so hopefully year three.
Yeah, I mean, I stayed, I think, for the whole thing last year at ForkFest, so, you know, it was at least one more person that was added for, like, you know, 3 extra days, so.
ForkFest.party. Go check that out. We go to the phones here to the fun. It's Matthew in Louisiana listening on YouTube. Go ahead, Matthew.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey,
so I'm going to, with great regret, have to admit that Sarah is right about one thing.
Really?
Pedestrian deaths are up in the United States. I listened to a USA news radio report this morning, and it says that apparently it's hit some kind of a new high, 6,000 something or the other.
What is happening? Pedestrian deaths. Okay.
Apparently what is happening is that SUVs are spawning themselves in the middle of the road and just running down pedestrians with their drivers, or somehow smartphones are connected to all of this, but they're just...
Well, yeah, I can see that. I mean, if somebody is on a smartphone while they're driving, they are obviously not paying full attention to the road.
Or the people walking across the street.
That's what I'm saying. Or them too,
the pedestrian.
If both the person on the...
Combine the two, and there's a really bad combination.
And the driver on a smartphone.
I had some kid on a bike just, like, pull out, like, on the side of the road, and I almost... Well, I don't want to say I almost hit him, but yeah, like, I mean, just people are just like absolutely
down in
like,
Acapulco.
What are they thinking?
Down in Acapulco, there were actually like holes in the road that you could literally fall down into if you weren't paying attention.
That's happened in first world countries where there's a manhole and someone's just like typing and they just fall right.
We get some pretty big holes on West Street here in Keene.
I mean an actual hole you could fall all the way into.
Really? Wow.
Falling off cliffs.
There's no video existing anywhere if somebody texting and falling into water fountains, is there? Of course not. But
I bet there are.
There probably are.
I bet there are.
The other thing is that Vincent was talking about the witch hunt, and this is the one thing that drives me crazy. Kent needs to stop misgendering himself. It's not a witch hunt. It's a warlock hunt. Damn it, Trump, get it right.
Now, who's what? I missed
but
that
you're
one.
Assuming Trump's gender, so you're
wrong. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. By the way, let's come back around to reputation here, because as you pointed out, I think astutely, Chris, Vincent and you and I were not using the same definition of reputation.
Yeah.
So let's pull up an actual definition of it from dictionary.com. It is a noun, the estimation in which a person or thing is held, especially by the community or the public generally, meaning that you don't get to decide. It is what other people think about you. That's what your reputation is.
I think his interpretation of the word is different, and I think there's not really a good word to distinguish between what we mean by the word and what he is trying to say. There just isn't a word for that in the English language.
I'm not sure. What is it that you're trying to say?
So it's like not self-image, but it's the image someone puts out.
That which you're projecting to the world. Sure, you have total control over your image and how you want to be seen, but you do not get to control how you're actually seen or what people think about projection.
We all grew up in different parts of the country and you know everything. So I mean, there's probably a discrepancy from like. From what the dictionary that you pulled up, the definition of reputation is how I'd like understood what I understood is like your reception, right? How you're received by others. So I mean,
that's one way to look at it.
So yeah, so I mean, based off that definition,
but how you're received by others doesn't necessarily have to do with how you're projecting yourself out, right? Because what you can dress how you want. And you can say what you want, and you can have your hair styled however you want, and people will think different things about that.
But your own projection isn't always under your control. I mean, people will cut you up, for example, if you go on a video.
Oh, yeah.
Like a talk show or something, you know, or do an interview.
Well, that's called dishonesty, though. I mean, that's them being dishonest.
But the point is that even...
But that can damage your reputation.
Yeah. Like, even your own projection is, you only have so much control over it.
Right. I mean, look at, for instance, you know, with a hate group, for instance. You found this show through the hate group's flyer that they put out about me in downtown Keene. And thankfully, they did that. Otherwise, you might not have ever found us. And, you know, you've been a great co-host and all that. So you always look on the bright side. But I don't get to control what flyers people make about me.
Right.
If they want to go out there and tell lies about me to try to tarnish my reputation. Now, look, I didn't get to this point in life because I've been dishonest or been rude or, you know, awful to people. You don't generally get to a successful point in life by treating people poorly. So, I mean, I would like to think that my success speaks for itself. But
you say your success doing it. That's what I was saying. It was like you have tons of smear. Your reputation in Keene isn't particularly. Oh, no, never mind.
It depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
Everybody's an individual and they all have different thoughts about you. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour number three is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.